Okay, we'll start the session with a prayer. Okay, let's come before the Lord. Okay, so join me in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time that we can worship you and learn your words. Thank you for Master Life Discipleship Training. Thank you for so many brothers and sisters that are willing to spend 6 months' time to learn to be a disciple of Christ. We just ask for your presence. Guide us, give us wisdom, knowing how to follow you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, our class always starts on time. So I'm glad Samuel remembered that. We always start on time and end over time. Okay, this is week 3, and the topic of our lesson is Live in the World. Okay. I'm going to do some review. An announcement, no class next Sunday, okay, May 15th. It's a church picnic day, so we don't have class next Sunday. That means you have 2 weeks to complete the assignments. You have an extra week to complete your assignment. If you need to review what we learned in the past 2 weeks, this is the time. But even though you have 2 weeks to complete a 1 week's assignment, you still need to read your Bible and have a quiet time daily. And pray to God to give you endurance and make you a better disciple of Christ. And this is the time for you to make a decision if you are sticking with the Master Life Discipleship Training. If you decided it's time for you to drop out, then this week, let me know or let Isha know. Although I sincerely hope you will stay on. This is a discipleship training. It's a training of endurance, spiritual endurance. We'll pray that God will give you grace and strength to go through the discipleship training. Okay. And about Master Life, I'm doing some review here. Make sure you understand this is a training program, which means it takes time and it's training. And it's not just come here to listen to lectures. No, it's not a lecture series. I think by now you have found out it's not a lecture series. Actually, I'm just a facilitator here. And the most important key of this this training is your small group. Your people get together and hold each other accountable, encourage each other, and pray for each other. So this is a 6 month intensive training program, not a lecture series. You'll follow Jesus and live a Christ-centered life. That's the purpose of the training. Make him the center of your life and follow him. You will do weekly assignments faithfully, follow through the whole thing. That's discipleship training. You just do the basic things, the assignments, for 6 months. Read your Bible daily. In our plan, that's 5 days a week. You'll be faithful to your church in your attendance and stewardship, okay? And you'll be held accountable by your group members. So it's important you stick with the same person, the same group, and hold each other accountable and put each other in your prayers. Okay? You'll dedicate yourself to Christ, your Lord, and your church, CBCWALA, and your people. That's your Master Life, a small group people. You will become a discipler of others. One day when you are complete, when you finish, you are done with the discipleship training, and God give you opportunity, you will be a discipler. I hope next year, the English congregation, you will have your own discipler. You can offer your own discipleship class, and the same thing goes for the Chinese congregation. And like I asked the first time, are you in the right program? Make sure you understand you are in a training program. If you're like me, people from Taiwan, the male in Taiwan will go through a military training and will understand what is training. You don't have your life, other people run your life. About your accountability group, okay? Stay in the same group for 6 months. I understand there are special situations, like some people are teaching the morning session Sunday school class. Once they are done, By that time, in that time, they go to the afternoon class. And when they are done with teaching, they'll go back to the morning class. But if you don't have a special reason, stick with the same group. That's very important for 6 months. And be faithful to your group members. Always show up on time and never leave early. Support and pray for each other. That's the spirit of Master Life. Always support each other, pray for each other, encourage each other. And you have to pair up with one group member and check each other's homework. This is crucial. You're actually two by two. Pair up one group member and each two check each other's homework assignments. Okay. You have to recite memory verses to each other. The same thing. Okay. You pair up and recite memory verses to each other. In Master Life, you're going to memorize many Bible verses. It's important you remember all the Bible verses. Let's do some review of the six spiritual disciplines. Last week we went through spend time with the Master. That's the first spiritual discipline. Mainly it talks about a daily quiet time. You dedicate a part of your time every day to your Master, Jesus Christ. Spend time with Him. Pray to Him. Read your Bible. And the next thing is to live in the Word. This is what we learned last week. In last week's 5-day lesson, the day one topic is a close relationship, which means to know God through fellowship with Him. That is, you set up a special time, quiet time, to have fellowship with God each day. On day two, the topic is guidance for daily decisions, to receive direction and guidance for daily decisions. In your quiet time, sometimes God speaks to you. He guides you through your decisions. That's a very precious a grace from God. Petitioning for needs. We also bring our needs before God. We pray to God. Abide and obey. That's the most important thing in Master Life is to learn to obey, to be obedient to your Master, to bear spiritual fruit. The reason is only people who are obedient to the Master are able to bear spiritual fruit. When you put yourself under the leadership of Christ, you will bear spiritual fruit in your life. And on day five, the topic is a daily discipline. That encourage us to establish three ingredients. Firstly is you set up a special time each day. And second is a special place. And then a procedure, number three. So have a time, you have a place, you have a procedure to go through it each day. That in that way, you will have a daily quiet time set up for you. Okay, this is what we learned last week. Okay, the third discipline is praying faith. The following week, you are going to learn praying faith. Okay, we have learned a little bit of this already because you have that prayer covenant list, right? We learn to write down some of our prayers in the prayer covenant list with the expectation that God will answer it. Not just talk to someone invisible in the air, but actually talking to this true and living God and expect He will answer your prayer. But we know Jesus' principle that if He lives in you and His word lives inside you, then God will answer your prayer. We are learning how to have Christ live inside us, and we live in Christ and His word living inside us. We learn to pray in faith. In this following 6 months, we will learn how to pray in faith. Number four is a fellowship with believers. We learn what's the true Christian fellowship. Number five, witness to the world. In your assignment this week, for the following week, we begin to do this witness thing step by step. Like the following week, your assignment asks you to show God's love to an unbeliever. Find a way. You decide for yourself how to show God's love to one unbeliever. And the sixth discipline is minister to others. You see, ministry, the number six, is building upon so many other things. The five things go before it. If you spend time with the Master, you build up a relationship with Christ, you live in His Word, pray in faith, fellowship with believers, witness to the Word, then we have our ministry. Okay, this is the sixth discipline of a master life. We'll learn to repeatedly, okay, again and again. By the end of the 6 months, we'll master these six disciplines. By the way, someone asked a question, because on the first day, we our memorized verse is Luke 9:23. If anyone would follow me, he has to deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So some people ask, what does it mean by taking up his cross daily? So what does that mean? Take up your cross daily. And that's a question. Okay. We should be able to answer it. You have to go back to Jesus' time. When Jesus speak, take up your cross daily, what does he mean? In his time, a cross is what? A cross is not a necklace you hang around your neck. A cross is what? Yeah, an instrument of death. That's exactly what a cross. They saw this happens so many times. Some criminals bear his own cross, and the Roman soldiers whipping them, and they go outside the city, and then later on, this person was put on the cross and nailed to death. So when Jesus was talking about take up your cross daily, all the Jewish people, all his disciples immediately understand, oh, he's talking about the cross, that terrible thing. You have to bear your cross and go to a place of your death. So it's an instrument of death. So Jesus talking about it, remember, he first said you have to deny yourself and then take up your cross daily. Basically, it's the same meaning. That means you have to deny yourself daily. You have to repeatedly each day you deny yourself. That by doing that, we'll be able to follow the Lord. We learn how to forsake our old self and our self ambitions, our self-centered life. Let's take up your cross. It's not anything else. It's not taking up your sin, anything or any special predicament, suffering you have. That's not taking up your cross. That means taking up this denying of yourself each day. That will make us able to follow Christ. But in the master life, we have this disciples' cross. Okay, the master life will make it more realistic, because you conceptually talk about taking up your cross. You say, denying yourself. Well, that's a big idea. But in reality, how do we do by denying ourselves? The master life say, you have these six spiritual disciplines. If you practice these six spiritual disciplines, that's denying yourself. So this is what Master Dive called the disciples' cross. So from the center, you try to empty yourself and disown yourself and make Christ the center of your life. And then you establish this daily quiet time by denying yourself. Oh, I wish to go back to sleep. I wish to watch TV. Deny yourself. Spend time with the Lord. And then living the Word. I don't want to read the Bible, okay? So boring. Deny yourself. Okay. Read the Bible. Okay. Pray in faith. Okay. I don't want to pray. I want to go to the internet. Deny yourself. Pray in faith. Okay. Fellowship with believers. Witness to the Lord. And ministry to others. All of this actual discipline, that's denying yourself. So if you practice these six disciplines, that's what we call disciples' cross. That's taking up your cross. Doing this, that each will help you getting closer to the Lord. Is that okay? All right. Okay. This is what we learned last week. What are the four reasons for quiet time? Okay, answer me. Okay. Oh, that's number one is what? fellowship. Okay. Knowing God and by have fellowship with Him. The number two is what? That we receive guidance, with daily activities. And number three is what? Okay, basically that's a prayer. Okay, bring your petition to God. Now number four is what? To bear fruit by abiding and obeying Him. Okay, that's the four reasons for quiet time. Okay, we learn about that. We will put into practice. Okay, sharing. Okay, this is your time. If you like to share with the group here. Which of the four reasons is the most important to you? Okay. Anyone want to share a little bit? Paul.
I think for me, the most important thing that I think is God is pressing on my heart is the bear of spiritual fruit. I just feel like that's something where I haven't ever really focused on, and I think that God is calling me to do things because we're all supposed to bear spiritual fruit if we remain in Him. So for me, that's the thing that's been pressing on.
That's great. Thank you, Paul. Yes, Pastor Rock.
For me, I mean, they all flow out from the first one. Just spending time with the Lord is my favorite thing to do. I love getting up in the morning and praying and just coming into His presence. And then I find by knowing Him, the other things flow out of that. The witnessing, praying for my needs, bearing spiritual fruit. You know, as Jesus said, as Paul just said, you remain in me, and I knew you would bear much fruit. So I enjoy that first aspect.
Thank you very much, Pastor Rob. Yeah, everything flows from our relationship with the Lord. Yes. Anyone else like to share? I saw some hands up. Peter. Jen, please.
I think it's funny. Rob and I did not talk about this, but the one that was impressed upon my heart was number one as well. Just to know Him and fellowship. I think for different reasons, though. I think I feel like I don't slow down enough to really just sit at His feet like Mary did. I always had a soft spot for Martha. I feel like I'm like her. I think she's very misunderstood, but we won't talk about that. But I think sitting at His feet is something I need to practice more. I hear Him, and I definitely hear Him working in my life, so it's not like I don't know Him, but I really, there's a difference in enjoying that fellowship and just really embracing that time and not rushing it.
Thank you very much, Jen. And I think you know we all appreciate you as the wife of our English pastor very much.
Me too.
All right. Anyone else like to share? Later on, you can share with your group members. This is a practice the leader's guide asked me to ask you do, that write on the margin of book these items. The first is eating, then fellowship with family, then personal cleanliness, then work, and personal time with God. Five different things, and then rank them, honestly, with number one, the highest priority, and number five, the lowest priority. Then this practice is to help yourself to find out about yourself. Yeah. If we have five things there, one is eating, the other is a fellowship with family, and the other is personal hygiene, personal cleanliness. And then another thing is your work, then it's your personal time with God. Which one is number one, the most important? Which one is number four, number five? So it asks you to rank them, and in this way, help you to understand yourself.
Now, can I ask
a
question?
Yes.
Not your intentions, but what you do. Is that what you mean? I think.
What do you do?
What I do. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. What do you do? Yeah. What do you actually do? So this is for your own evaluation. We are in a process to to be a better disciple, we always start from somewhere. This is our starting point. So do a little evaluation about yourself. This is Master Life. We gradually moving up. That eventually we put God first as priority number one. Yeah. So this is to help us to find out about ourselves. Yeah, I understand this is the heart of discipleship. That's to make Christ the center of our life. Okay, I'm not going to ask you to share your ranking, but this is for your own evaluation. And last week we learned this topic, live in the Word. Basically, it's spend a quiet time, especially you read the Word of God. It's important for Christians to read it, read the Bible. I share a little bit of my own experience. I accept Christ about exactly 30 years ago, 1981, 30 years ago. And God impressed on my heart that His Word is important. So basically the first year, I read through the Bible. I have a habit that time. I back to the old age, we still use a Bible dictionary. I have this old Bible dictionary and my Bible. I just read through the Bible, and for things I don't understand, I check the Bible dictionary. So on my bed, I always have one Bible and one Bible dictionary. I spend time in the Word of God. The first year, the second year, I think the first 2-3 years of my Christian life that laid the foundation of my faith. I can say I'm rooted in God's Word, and I delight in His Word. I like to read the Bible, find peace and joy through reading it. Even now I'm getting old, my memory is not as well, but if anyone throw me one Bible verse, I can know where it come from, which book, which chapter. I may not exactly locate the verse number 5 or verse number 7, but I know where it is in my Bible. But till now I'm still a learner of God's Word. I think God's Word is very enjoyable, and there are still a lot of things I don't understand. For this Master Life, my Bible reading plan is to read one chapter of Psalms each day. So I'm starting to read Psalms again. A Psalm is very very deep and very enjoyable, and it opens your heart. So I personally enjoy doing this. I encourage you. If you're a new Christian, I mean, the basic thing is that as soon as possible, start reading the Bible. You will do your good. Okay. All right. And in 2 weeks, you will be asked to share with a friend your testimony about having a quiet time. Okay. So it is good that you established the habit already. So in 2 weeks, in your own work assignment, you'll be asked to share with a friend, let me tell you about my quiet time. Let me tell you about my Lingxiu. Wow. Okay. All right. Memory verse. What did you memorize last week? What's the memory verse? John. Oh, go back. Okay. Can you recite it? Okay, I think in 2-3 weeks ago in our evangelistic meeting, this is Frank's key verse: "The truth will set you free." Okay, so each week we will learn, memorize a verse. In the meantime, you have to keep remembering the verse you have memorized. Okay, so in the end, you will remember a lot of verses. Okay, commit that into your memory. This is what we learned last week, John 15:5, about the grapevine and branches. Okay. Then this is our theme verse, Luke 9:23. The English version, you know, we have a lot of English versions. I use NIV because it's simple. Some people like King James Version because they think that's God's word. Other version is not. And some people use a New American Standard Version. It doesn't matter. But for the Chinese, I think all people use the Yuning Version. Yeah. Whatever version is fine. Just remember your verses. Daily quiet time. Let me just encourage you again. Read your Bible 1 to 2 chapters a day, 5 days a week. Pray. You will learn how to pray with ACTS next week. Next week we will learn ACTS. I think last time Angela asked me about ACTS. We actually are going to spend 1 week's time to learn to pray in ACTS. Okay. Sing a hymn. That's optional. 15 to 30 minutes. The reason, okay, it's not an iron rule, 15 to 30 minutes. You have more time, you want to spend an hour, that's perfectly fine. If your time is very limited, you say, I can only spend 10 minutes, that's fine too, okay? The key is to make it simple and to make it last, okay? Make it last, okay? If you make it too complicated, it won't last. The key is to make it last, okay? Take advantage of your accountability group. You hold each other accountable. Okay, so it's important you pair up with one member of your group and check each other's assignments. We all need someone else, our brothers and sisters, to help us. Okay, in order to be disciplined. Don't give up. Persist. God will guide you, protect you, and bless you as you draw near to Him every day. The daily quiet time is for your own benefit. The disciples' cross. Okay. In the first book, book one, you're going to learn one thing about its disciples' cross each day. By week six, you will learn the whole cross. Okay. You say, okay, it's not too complicated. I can do it in 1 week, which is good too, if you like to do it in 1 week. But by the end of the first book, you will be able to, from your memory, to draw the disciples' cross. Write verses, go with Christ, John 15:5, and recite these verses and explain the meaning of the disciples' cross. Okay. That will be the foundation of your master life learning, the 6 spiritual disciplines. So, but right now we're learning it one step at a time, okay. a little bit. Okay, it all starts with an empty circle, denying yourself. The circle means your life. You are willing to deny yourself. That means you disown yourself for Christ's sake. And you don't leave it empty. You will invite Christ into your life to be your Lord. Okay, He's the vine, you are the branches attached to Him. And then we start to establish this spiritual discipline, daily quiet time, spend time with the Master. Okay, this is the last week. And the next week, you remember the horizontal part means your relationship with God. You pray to Him and you live in His word. So the next week we learn how to pray in Him, pray in faith. Yeah. And these Bible verses you will commit into your memory. Okay. The following week, you're going to memorize these verses. You know, a lot of verses coming from John 15. This is 15:7. We'll memorize this verse. Okay. I'll let you go through the disciples' cross yourself. Spend more time in your small group. Okay, this is another spiritual discipline to fellowship with the believers. And the next one, just witness to the world. We actually will do a little bit of each one every week. This is the cross. Okay. Next week's assignment, week three assignment. You have 2 weeks to complete the assignments. Okay. So that gives you more time. And since we have more time, we try to rest in God and have a quiet time daily. Okay. Read your Bible according to your plan. Okay. That means you don't read your Bible for 1 week. You still have to read your Bible. Okay. Simon, have a question?
Yeah. Do we, for the 2 weeks, do we do the week three and week four, or we just do the week three?
Only week three. Yeah. Good. You have 2 weeks to do week three.
Okay.
Okay. Usually you have only 1 week to do a week's assignment. So this time you got one extra week. You have 2 weeks to do week three. Okay, so week three is your assignment. Remember. Okay. And pray for your group members and the salvation of 5 lost persons. Remember last week, Master Life asked you to list 5 persons and start praying for their salvation. Okay, if you haven't done so, please do so in this week. Whatever name that God impressed on your heart, write down the names and start praying for their salvation. Okay. The following 2 weeks, I say 2 weeks because I have 2 weeks time. The following assignment, one of your assignment is to show God's love to a person who is not a Christian, a lost person, not an unbeliever. You say, how do I show God's love to that person? Okay, if you don't know, you pray to God and decide for yourself in what way you can show God's love to an unbeliever. Okay, and prepare to share your experience next time we meet. All right, you have 2 weeks time to do this. This is one of your assignments. Okay, we're going to split into small groups. Let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to do the routine to pair up with someone else. I mean, some people other than your spouse, to check each other's mind, walk with the master this week. That's your assignment. You have to check this faithfully. Huh? You don't just ask generally, have you done all of this? Yes. Okay. You have to check them one by one, actually. This is discipleship here. And you quote memory verses of John 8:31-32. If you have time, you also recite the other verses we learned in the past 2 weeks. Okay. Then the disciples' cross. Okay. We'll practice part of the disciple cross every week until we master the cross. Okay. Share one good experience or problem. Okay. A good experience or a problem related to completing your assignments this week with your group. Okay, 1, 2, 3 is you pair up with someone and do this, checking up each other, quoting memory verses, and explaining the disciples' cross. Then you have a group time. If you have 5 people or 6 people get together and share the experience. So, oh, I have this problem completing the assignment. Just open up yourself to your group members so each other, we can pray for each other. If you have a good experience, praise God and share it too. Share one request you put on the prayer covenant list. Okay, you pray a sentence prayer. Master Life asked us to do a special kind of prayer that's called a sentence prayer. Okay, it's a very simple prayer. People say, oh, I have this prayer request, and you pray for this person. Just one sentence or 2 sentences. It's not anything elaborate, just a simple sentence. I pray God will help sister so-and-so go through this. God will give her courage. It's a very simple sentence prayer. Okay. We learn to pray it this way. For this week, Master Life asks you to pray a sentence prayer for the request the person on your right mentioned. So each one pray for the person on your right, a simple prayer. Okay. And in that way, you close your group session. In that way, you pray for each other. If you like to have someone to give a closing prayer, and that is fine too. So this is your small group time. Any questions for me? Okay, hang on. God be with you. Okay, we break into small groups.
All right, thank you.